Ladies and gentlemen, time for a brand new week and time for a brand new Freddie Kiger. Great outfit you're wearing today.
Thank you. I think it would be called Early American.
Looks like you've been spending time down with Alexander Julian downtown.
I don't know if there's an Argyle anywhere on this, but
really?
You're kind.
Well, you look good.
Thanks.
You feel good.
You don't look good, feel good, do good.
Yeah, exactly right. And you've been using your Gillette everywhere except your
face.
Mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you look really inspired today.
So I'm coiffured?
Whatever that means, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hair looks good. Everything looks
good.
Well,
you know, that is the perfect segue.
Really?
Because today we're doing our category.
How did that happen?
Polls.
Polls?
Polls. Not as in the nationality, but polls. And you'll see where this is going
when
I begin.
I have an idea where it might go, but
yeah,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, folks, here we go now. This is kind of a strange question. What common object... is designed to recall the blood-stained bandages of medieval times.
What?
What common object that everybody remembers is designed to recall the blood-stained bandages of medieval times?
Mm-hmm. Have I seen one of these lately?
Oh, from the looks of your coiffure... I would say no.
You look like you just did.
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah. That's correct.
All right. Well, hey, I know exactly what you're talking about here. And I think everybody else will, too. Well, some people anyway.
Yes, yes.
Do you feel safe in our community? Who can actually afford to live in Chapel Hill? And what is UNC doing to answer the tough questions being posed by residents of the Tar Heel State? Those are just some of the questions that we will tackle in the 2015 WCHL Community Forum coming up on Thursday, April 23rd, presented by the town of Chapel Hill. From 8 o'clock until 6 in the evening, we will be bringing in the newsmakers from our community that make the decisions that affect all of our lives. We will discuss poverty, development obstacles in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, what budget decisions are going to be made to continue paying for the quality of life that we have in our community. So listen in all day, Thursday, April 23rd, for the WCHL Community Forum to find out more about the issues affecting you and what we can do about it as citizens of this wonderful community. The forum is also brought to you by Coleman Huntoon & Brown, Durham Tech, Orange County Government, and the UPS Store. Visit chapelboro.com to submit your concerns to the discussion.
Everybody knew the answer to that question.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're all into love here.
Not
yeah,
everybody.
All into love.
What? Ask the question again, if you will.
Okay, what common object is designed to recall the blood-stained bandages of medieval times?
Are we talking about a barber's pole?
We're talking about a barber pole.
Yeah. Okay. Outside barbershops.
Yeah, you know, the red and white with maybe a little blue in there. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
That's all right.
It originated with the service of bloodletting.
Uh-huh.
And yes, during medieval times... barbers perform surgery on customers as well as tooth extractions.
Ooh.
And the pole itself represents the staff that patients gripped during the procedure to encourage blood flow.
My goodness. Well, I don't think I'd want my...
Take a little off the top could have a whole new meaning.
I don't think I'd want... It would be a draining experience, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I would not want my barber pulling my teeth.
No.
Then again, I don't think I'd want my dentist cutting my hair.
Yeah, exactly. Take a little off the top and two or three out of my mouth, and just you know, give me take a pint out as well.
Almost cut my hair.
He's coming.
You feel like
he's coming to the area soon, June.
David Crosby.
I'd like to see David Crosby.
Yeah. Feel like letting your freak flag fly?
That would be correct.
All right, Freddie. I knew you'd come around.
Well.
You are kind of freakish anyway.
Exactly. Well, I agree with you on that. All right. Hey, and by the way, cut your hair, hippie.
Shut up.